May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams, often called the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. You know why? Because I want you to be able to live to your genetic potential without disease. But there's another reason it's called Today's Health Update. It's not just about your physical health. This radio program covers your spiritual health. It's called Monday Schools. And it covers your freedoms, which is called Freedom Fridays. And that's what we have today, is Freedom Friday. Thank y'all for choosing to listen to Today's Health Update and learn more about your freedoms. And to help me with that today, we're going to be covering what's called States Nationals. And to help me explain that to you, I've got Craig on the phone again. Y'all have heard him before. Craig, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Y'all know being a States National is a little bit controversial in that one of the first things we talk to people about is repudiating your citizenship. And boy, that just shocks people. They think, oh, Lord, no, I like being a citizen. Well, once you understand citizenship, you won't like it so much anymore. And once you understand what they have stole from us, I promise you, you'll want to go back to the way it was under the original Constitution. Now, with that said, Craig, I don't want anybody having any misconceptions. We don't want to go back to slavery. That's not what we are. Nobody wants slavery. But we do want to go back under the original Constitution and that way of life, which, Craig, you understand this. The first 100 years this nation was in existence, which is a very short time for a nation, we became one of the wealthiest. We created more freedom. We created more everything. We set more people free than any other nation ever has. And that's because about the first 100 years, people were free. They had the freedoms to be entrepreneurs, to grow, and the government didn't get in their way. Today, they're bogging us down. So to get this started today, Craig is a States National, and I love that. I'm on my way to being one, and I think you'll be on your way to being one once you understand this. But, Craig, tell them how you were introduced to States National by David Strait and what made you convinced that this was the way to go.
Well, it started out really, I've heard stuff for years. And you always get little bits and pieces. And then you get these other examples like on the internet where guys are just acting out and acting childish and not cooperating with police. And I didn't like that. But I finally came across someone, a friend of mine sent me a video of this guy named David Strait, David Lester Strait. And my wife actually started listening to it, and I'm hearing these bits and pieces that I've heard a long time with just not the whole story. And I was like, whoa, hold on just a second. So we ended up moving it over the TV. I got a little bit more focused in on it, and I started to listen to what he said and what he was saying. And I was, there was just so much. The first video, he blows you out of the water. I mean, glaze you over with information, and he's trying to get your attention, and he got mine. But I sat there and I was like, you know, there's no way that all of this stuff is going on. It, not like this. This is too much. So I actually, I got into the videos, but I had to see for myself. So I started to disprove them. I had, you know, I just started doing research off of what he was saying, and I wanted to see it in writing. I didn't believe that it was actually going to be sitting there. And everywhere I looked, actually when I met him person to person, I actually shared this with him, and I told him he was the most frustrating man I have ever met and tried to disprove. Because what he was saying, you could find what he was saying, and it's in print. I was blown away. So, it was shocking.
So you were trying to disprove him, because I was like you. When people started telling me about this States National movement and telling me that once you become a States National, you can legally earn money without paying income tax. You can legally drive a car without a tag. Now, we're not suggesting y'all do any of that right now. Listen to me. That's after you become a States National. But I was like you. I'm going, that can't be true. That did put us in jail. They'd take our homes, you know. But so with your research, with your digging in, what'd you do? Did you look up the actual laws? Did you look up the codes?
I started ordering books. I've got a small library built now. So, you know, yeah, I started getting, you know, Black's Law dictionaries. Yeah. And I didn't realize, I started with a new one, and then I found out, well, no, the old ones actually carry stuff, more stuff in them. And I was like, dang, of course, that's the way I always go. But as I found, you know, there's smaller books. There's a variation of books that have different things. And so I just started bringing them in. Some of them are just a couple dollars. So I was like, you know, hey, what's that going to hurt? Yeah. Some of them I actually found, they're actually been somewhat made audio on YouTube. So I looked up some of them on YouTube, and I sat there and listened to them. And I was shocked to how the system works. It's not the way it's portrayed, but to actually sit there and hear how it works, and then you're like, again, there is no way. But you talk to people off the record at a bank. You talk to people. I love to finance people at dealerships because they deal with MSOs, MCOs, the actual title, the instrument of ownership that you don't even get because they're handing out certificate of titles. That's like getting a silver certificate instead of getting a lump of silver. You know, you'd rather have the real deal.
Absolutely.
I didn't know any of this.
So when you have a title, I mean, a certificate of ownership of your automobile, who really owns it?
Well, whoever actually owns or possesses the MCO, well, depending if it's import or domestic, MCO/MSO, the only difference is origin. But manufacturers have MCO/MSO, one or the other. And that's, you may have even seen them when you got like a chainsaw or a lawnmower. Yeah. It's in the box.
Yeah.
We never paid attention to it.
No.
Nobody ever told us the importance of that little piece of paper. You can prove ownership. Who knew?
But with just a certificate of ownership, in reality, the way I understand it, you don't really own that automobile.
No, but you've got permission to use it, says the state. That's what the certificate actually says.
Yeah, but it ain't. It's not yours. Actually, the state owns it to some degree, don't they?
Possession is 9/10. We all get to hear that one, huh?
Right.
I've heard that my whole life. All of a sudden, light bulbs turn on. You're like, holy cow, are you serious?
That's why they can take them from us if they want to.
Well, you know, you're not actually allowed to own anything.
Why is that?
Well, because...
because you're a metropolitan
city. Okay, according to the jurisprudence backed up by the Supreme Court, okay, this is not my opinion, this is what I found. We were franchised with our birth certificate. Therefore, we were made property. And anybody who knows about property is property cannot own property. And unfortunately, we've been made property.
So we can be owned and they own us.
Yes. Okay. Yes, even the Bible says that it's for the bonded and the free. Jesus knew all about it. Just nobody else was told.
Yeah.
So we are bonded, and therefore we are not free.
Now, let's go into a little bit more detail here about what, I mean, go ahead and explain what citizenship, what that name legally means.
Well, to break the word down, city means municipal. Zen means employee. So for policies to take effect, a corporation can make rules, and they make rules for their employees. Well, the presumption, which you'll hear presumption a lot,
in law, yeah.
It's unfortunate, but the city, state, county, they make policies, and they expect you to follow them. Because you admitted to being a citizen, and so the rule applies to you.
Yeah.
They just forgot to send me a paycheck, I guess, because I never got anything in the mail. I was like, really? I'm an employee? Well, pay me.
So
where's my benefits, right?
Yeah. So policies aren't law. They're not legal things that they can hold us accountable for. But they can force us to pay fines. They can force us under mandates. They can put pressure on us, I should say, under ordinances and things like that. Because we are not free, they can enforce these rules upon us, where if we were truly free human beings, not citizens, these things
statutes,
wouldn't even apply to us. Yeah.
Statutes, ordinances, policies, they're all, none of that went through Congress. It's the codification of law. Nothing. It was adopted. No politician that's looking for your vote is going to admit that they put a book together that's inches thick of all the things that they can fine you for when America was made on a single document without a complete stack of books. They formed an entire government on one document. And that included even our rules and our rights.
I mean, an example of that's the tax code. You seen how stinking thick that is? It's incredibly thick. And you know what's sad, Craig? These things you're talking about, ordinances, statutes, mandates. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. I don't want you getting in any trouble. No congressman has signed off on that. Requiring you to have a driver's license is not legal as long as you're not traveling for commercial purposes. Am I correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So,
here's where there's some controversy, and I'd rather just grab the bull by the horn.
Yeah.
They have legal rights to impose this stuff on you.
Right.
Because they've had you unaware and in agreement. So until you actually do the paperwork to unravel your issues, don't go out there and cause a police officer a headache.
Right.
Matter of fact, even after you get your paperwork done, the police officer doesn't know. So don't cause them a headache. I mean, we're to be in honor. We're to be peaceful. And again, you'll learn more about to be with clean hands. What? So we should be good people. That's good, happy, and polite.
Right. But explain to them what police means.
Well, that's just a clever way of saying or spelling policy right in front of you. They're the policy enforcement.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, they aren't enforcing laws. However, you are not a citizen. You are a cattle. You're owned. And they can force you to do it at this stage of the game for you. But in reality, these aren't laws. Now, to help you understand that, this helped me a whole lot. I think it will the people, Craig. You know, only an incorporation can do business with another incorporation. An incorporation can't do business with a human being. A human being can't do business with an incorporation. So to get around that legal fact, they put us underwater, under maritime law. We self-determined that we were citizens by checking that little box on our driver's license. And now we're under the rules and regulations, not the laws, the rules and regulations of the incorporation. Did I get all that right? Okay.
The book, Alabama Criminal and Traffic Code Manual. It doesn't even say law. It doesn't imply law.
Right.
It says code. Look up the definition of the codification or just code. You'll be surprised.
I'm sure I will. I'm surprised every day. I'm learning so much.
Every time I look at a definition, I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, but see, now, why aren't we taught this in school?
Well, if you were actually in charge, do you think you want to empower people with information? Look at the censorship that's running across the United States. Has there ever been a good example of why information is dangerous or people are dangerous when they're informed?
So let me be sure the people understand. So what he's saying, Craig is saying, is if you own the incorporation, are you going to teach the people that work for you what will weaken you and make you less effective? No, you're going to teach them what they need to know. Well, our government, unfortunately, is an incorporation. Every single municipality, whether it's the police station, state troopers, the fire department, the dog catchers, the hospitals, the courthouse, the post office, all of them are private for-profit incorporations owned by individuals. For-profit, I want you to get that. It's not taxation without representation. It's enforcement of what they want you to know because you're a slave. And what we want to do as a state's becoming a state's national, Craig, you can explain as better than I can, but it, really to me it means becoming a free human being again. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. It is going back to stepping back out of the bondage of the statutory rules back into freedom, being a free people. It has a lot to do with being very proud to say, you know, in the old days they were, I'm a Virginian.
Right.
They didn't even say American.
Right.
It's, you know, they brought up the nationality of their state. They were, America is a grouping of state countries And we don't have that concept anymore, because over the years, we need to encourage everybody into the federal citizenship. But that actually created a dual citizenship within America.
Explain that.
If you check the box that says, I am a U.S. citizen, you have just become a 14th Amendment citizen. Equal protection under the law sounded good. The 13th Amendment, the second 13th Amendment, you can look up the first one. That's a whole nother thing. But the current one that's written, the 13th Amendment actually freed the slaves and says we should not swear any oath to any foreign king, any royalty, without the permission of Congress. I found that interesting too. But let's just keep it with 13th Amendment freed the slaves. 14th Amendment enslaved everybody equally.
That's right.
And we have, I've seen where there's race relations in America that's encouraged to be strained. I see beyond skin deep. It's not about color. They just literally, it's about the haves and have nots.
Dividing us.
And that's unfortunate. But that's where the 14th Amendment citizen, we all got enslaved equally.
Well, and under government, I want all of you listening to me. What, Craig, you ever driven an automobile that was governed?
What did that mean?
It meant it held you back.
Yes. And actually, it was a motor vehicle, and it was governed.
Right.
You see, it was in commercial. It was practicing commercial. It was not in the private. See, a private automobile is not really governed.
Right.
There's two different terms, and you accidentally step into the cobweb if you get pulled over. And the officer's calling it a motor vehicle because he's assuming that you're in commercial transit, which gives him authority.
But you aren't.
Yeah. But he's just going to assume it. He's going to say that you're driving, and he's going to call it a motor vehicle. But if you're not actually in commerce, you're in an automobile traveling.
Which you've got the right to do, by the way.
Which, yeah, there was an entire book of Congress actually going in and reviewing automobiles and travel in the 1950s, if I'm not mistaken. But it was the record built to be a pretty thick book, because they actually sat there and looked at the difference. Because in 1933, when they made a whole bunch of changes to government, they brought in Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC rules, and each state adopted these rules. And all of it was for commercial, nothing to do with private, but you signed up and agreed to commercial activity with your driver's license. Well, we didn't know it.
You became a part of the incorporation. You're not a human being anymore. You are a vessel.
Yes, you are.
Now, you know, we got to get into that another day, but let's go back to government. What does government do? It does the same. Let me say this real quick. What does government do? It does the same thing to you that the governor that Craig was talking about on the automobile kept it from going as fast. Have you noticed that when government gets involved in business, they don't speed it up and make it better. They slow it down and make it cost more. That's what's happened to us, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why all the semis actually are impeding traffic. They're
right.
Governed.
They're governed. And they can't.
But yet you see them on the side of the road. I guarantee you it wasn't a speeding ticket that they're pulled over. So I wanted to share. I'm a stickler on giving the information of where it's at.
Okay.
So if you look up 18 USC 9, you will see where they define a citizen as a vessel in the United States.
Yep.
Now, the same, to verify, validate, look up everything. The definitions of a motor vehicle is still in Title 18. It's 18 U.S.C. 31. And that defines a motor vehicle. It'll blow you away.
It don't define an automobile?
Yes, but I don't know the I don't have the address on that one offhand.
Okay, that's fine. Well,
so, but yeah, an automobile is for traveling, and it is an essential of a free people. I looked in the, at first I didn't understand. I looked in the Constitution. I'm like, oh, they didn't even have cars when the Constitution was wrote. How did they actually write that in? And your right to travel is covered under liberty. It is our liberty. It is our freedom. And it's the reason why we don't have checkpoints on state lines. We don't need papers to cross state line. We were always intended to be a free people.
To go where we want to go and do what we want to do as long as it's within the constricts of the law based on the legislators in Congress, not anything else. You know.
Well, originally, you know, we really kind of get this really mixed up. First and foremost, my rights are given to me by God.
Correct.
They are affirmed in writing in agreement with God in the Constitution and my Bill of Rights. You need to make sure, Bill of Rights. But the moving around of the freedom of movement was covered in the Magna Carta, and that goes back to 1215. We weren't even a country, but it's important because jurisprudence looks to see how long that stood. So if it's one of those evident truths, it literally comes into maxims of law.
Craig, I got 1 minute. So we just run out of time. Y'all, I tell you, all time is short as 30 minutes on the radio. You find out why. I want to say this to everybody. We have a gathering once a month. It's the last Monday of each month at Herbs and More in Athens, Alabama, to learn more about being a state's national. We got paperwork. We got codes you can look at. It's going to blow your mind what all we can supply you with to prove that you're supposed to be a free people. I ask you to come. It's always free. We do not charge. Craig's usually there as one of our keynote speakers explaining, and there's a lot to learn. Listen, don't get involved with this if you don't want to learn nothing new, because you're going to learn a lot. Craig, thank you for coming on with me.
Appreciate it. It's been fun. Been fast, but been fun.
It's always fast. That's what I get all the time on the people I talk to. They say it goes so quick. So thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Please share this information with other people if you find it valuable, and I'm sure you will. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.